It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. John chapter 4, verses 46 to 52, there is a story about nobleman and his sick son. This man lives in Cana, Galilee, where Jesus did his first miracle. This man heard that Jesus Christ is coming from Judea to Galilee. So he came to Jesus Christ and begged him to come down to his house and heal his son, because his son was at the point of death. That means his son was very sick and dying. And when he came to Jesus Christ said to him, "Except ye see signs and wonders, you will not believe." Why Jesus Christ is saying this? Because in this town, he saw the miracle. And Jesus Christ was doing miracles all around Galilee. But this man is saying to Jesus Christ, "Come to my house and heal my son." When Jesus Christ says, "You don't believe," then the nobleman says, "Sir, come down. My child is dying." And Jesus Christ did not say to him, "I am coming to your house and I'm going to heal your child." Sometimes when people are rich and famous, they want special treatment. But in the eyes of God, we are all equal. Jesus did not say, "Because you are a noble man, you are a rich man, you are a famous man, I have to come to your house." Jesus said to him, John chapter 4 verse 50, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." And then man believed and he left. Now see, sometimes when somebody doesn't lay hand on you or call you for healing or touch you, you get angry. You think nobody cares. This person doesn't want me to be healed. But you have to believe that God has power to touch and heal. If this man believed Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God Himself, he will not be forcing Jesus Christ to come to his house. But he said, "You please come down to my house, otherwise my child is going to die." But Jesus told him to go thy way. Once the man heard that "go thy way," that means he believed that now my child will be healed. And this nobleman was going home. And his servant came to meet him and told him that your son is still alive. And verse 52, John chapter 4, verse 52, he asked them, what time my son got healed? And they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left. So exactly Jesus Christ said, at the exactly the same time, the child was healed. Now you see the power of Jesus Christ. When he speaks the word, that word has power and that word has life. John 6, he said to his disciples that there is the words I speak to you, those words has power and life in it. Jesus Christ spoke the word and this child was instantly healed. Do you believe Jesus Christ can do the same thing to you or for your children or your family? There are so many promises in the Word of God. When you're reading the Word of God and the promises comes to you according to your situation, hold on to the promise and believe the Word of God, and Word of God will come true. Just trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchangeable God. He is there wherever you are. Right now we are going to pray. You ask Jesus Christ, whatever your situation is, I'll give you a chance. First, you give your life to Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. I believe that you came from heaven. You died for me. You rose again. You are a living God. Touch me, Lord. Heal me. Forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. And I want to live for you and for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means your sins are forgiven and you are a child of God. If someone is sick in your family and they might be thousands of miles away from you, what you do? Just call upon Jesus and say, Lord, send your word and heal, and deliver, and set free. He will do it for the glory of God. There is nothing impossible with God. I'm going to pray. You just believe, don't doubt. Just believe. There is no distance in prayer. As I pray by faith, let's pray together by faith. And God will hear our prayers. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I believe there is no distance in prayer. You are going to touch and heal your people. Someone might be hurting right now. Maybe migraine headache. Maybe cancer. Maybe some kind of internal problems, maybe emotional problems, maybe some kind of sickness and disease. Doctor told them there is no answer, or they may not have money to go to doctor. Lord Jesus, you touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. Lord, we pray that you are going to touch and heal many. And they are going to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let them trust in you and believe in you. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Amen and amen. When we turn our life into the hand of God, He will take care, He will take control and He will touch, heal, deliver and set free. You may not see the changes right away, but just believe. Start acting upon it. And I believe that you will see the miracle hand of God in your life. Start doing the things which you were not able to do before. Go to your doctor for checkup, or go to church and testify and glorify what God has done. There is nothing impossible with God. He does miracles all the time. But sometimes we doubt. That's why Jesus Christ said to this man, "You will not believe until you see signs and wonders and miracles." You might have heard many a time that Jesus Christ doing miracles. He can do it today. So when you believe that Jesus Christ is a healer, and you fully trust in Jesus Christ, you will have the answer. This noble man came to Jesus Christ. First of all, he was not fully believing that Jesus Christ can say the word and his son will be healed. He tried to bring Jesus Christ to his home. But Jesus Christ said, "Go thy way, your son is going to live. He's not going to die." Then later on he believed. Sometime if you cannot believe right away, you read the word of God, you hear the word of God, you study the word of God, you listen to the message, and faith will come. The word of God says faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. If you listen to the testimonies of people and they tell you Jesus heals today, you believe it and you will receive it. There is nothing impossible with God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.